Councillor.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you to all the distinguished delegates for the questions. I'll start by seconding the very insightful comments of my colleague on the application of LOAC in space. The purpose of LOAC is first, and particularly the use ad bellum, to prevent conflict, and then should a conflict break out, to in some ways control the belligerent's behavior. And so I don't think there's a question as to whether or not LOAC applies in space. I think there's the question is, in what way do those provisions interact with other rules for space? And again, the ILC's report on fragmentation speaks to that issue. On the issue of from the question from the distinguished delegate from Iran on extreme commercialization, I think it's an interesting phrase. I think it's an accurate phrase, and I think it's a double-sided sword. And I think I'm echoing some of the comments again of my colleague that that increased commercialization leads to increased congestion, but it also is forcing states to start to consider and put rules into place for dealing with this congestion. Longstanding questions that have kind of been kicked down the road for a number of years. And so from that perspective, the creation of rules for these environments, I think, can only bring decreased tension from the perspective of disarmament, because we will better understand what is normal behavior, what is acceptable behavior, and what is falls outside of those bounds, similarly to the way military actors follow the rules of the of ICAO, unless necessity requires otherwise. On the issue of the common heritage of mankind, I think I agree completely with, again, my colleague's statements on that issue, and I'm not sure I have anything to add to that at the moment. And then I think the I think that about covers everything. If I missed something, I apologize, but I'd be happy to answer questions in the periphery of the meeting. Thank you.